The visit to Australia by prominent climate change sceptic Lord Monckton is continuing to generate controversy. Earlier this week, Lord Monckton was forced to apologise to the federal government's chief climate change adviser, Ross Garnaut, for comparing him to a Nazi. Now he's facing an academic backlash against his scheduled appearance tonight at Perth's Notre Dame University. The University of Western Australia's Vice-Chancellor, Alan Robson, told Michael Edwards that he regards Lord Monckton's views as offensive.
We've not invited Lord Monckton to speak at the university and his views don't reflect the views and or values of the university.
Lord Monckton is speaking at a university in Western Australia, that being Notre Dame University. What's your view on that particular organisation hosting Lord Monckton?
I'm not going to criticise another university. That's for each university to decide what they want to do. My view is that Lord Monckton is anti-science, and I find his comments offensive. His views denigrate the value of universities such as ours, where the quality of evidence-based and peer-reviewed science is paramount. So you can disagree with climate change or climate science, but you've got to argue it based on facts and peer-reviewed science. You've got to argue it on the basis of evidence. I think it's offensive that you're not prepared to engage properly by dealing with the facts of science, and the evidence of science. You're very clever, but you're not really engaging with what are the real issues.
Does it disappoint you, though, that another university will entertain a person whose views you've just described as being anti-science?
Well, no, I'm not going to comment on another university. I'm just saying what the position of the University of Western Australia is.
But you're not going to cancel his appearance at university, UWA?
No, we are not going to cancel his appearance. A group entered into an arrangement with us to hire a venue. We agreed to hire a venue. He will come. But I'm just wanting to make it clear that having him speak on our campus does not mean that that his views reflect the views or values of the university.
Would there be any place for a climate change denier on a university campus as a lecturer or an academic in any way?
Well, look, you know, when you talk about climate change denier, you're talking about a very wide range of people. You know, there are people who are sceptical about some aspects of climate change, and many aspects of climate change. After all, this is a prediction, and we've got to have a debate about all of those issues. And the way to have the debate is open, and universities have got to be places where you have open debate. So I can understand why a university might invite someone in, but I think not our university would want to do that. So, how do you decide who you're going to have to speak? Well, there's freedom of speech is an important issue, and you want freedom of speech, but there are certain rules around freedom of speech, and you've got to abide by those rules or you end up not having a very civilised society.
And that's the Vice-Chancellor of the University of Western Australia, Alan Robson, speaking to Michael Edwards.